the facts are the facts with preferential voting. And Jackie Trad, the Deputy Premier in Queensland, who has gone very hard after many of the important issues here in far north Queensland to be a roadblock and, you know, put their ridiculous vegetation management laws through and numerous other things. Now, Jackie Trad is in Parliament today on the back of 4,506 Liberal Party preferences. So the most left politician we have in the Queensland state government, we can thank the LNP for. And in the when you go to the upper, go to the federal parliament, the only member from the Greens in the House of Reps is Adam Bandt. And Adam Bandt is in Parliament today as a direct result of 6,500 Liberal Party preferences.
There you go.
So the Liberal Party's putting the Greens in. So here you go.
It's crazy stuff. It really. Now, who will you preference?
What we are doing with our preferences, they're not my preferences. Get one preference. I get one vote like every other voter out there. And we run what's called a split ticket. So we say if you're generally a Labor Party voter, here's a recommendation for you.
So
if you are generally a Liberal Party voter, here's your recommendation. Because we believe that it's the voter should have the choice as to where their preferences go.
I agree.
Asking people to give me number one, do whatever they like after that. Just mark the ballot paper correctly so it's a valid vote, and that way if I don't get enough primary votes to get elected, well then your number two effectively becomes your number one.
Okay.
And that's the only way we are ever going to get a result in North Queensland to get the issues that are important to us dealt with in Canberra, because clearly both the major parties are hamstrung by the Greens, and that's why you've got Liberal Party preferences electing the Greens and the far left of the Labor Party. So that's how it is. If we want to grow North Queensland, we need someone in there that can take the cricket bat to both sides and get a result, because otherwise we're going to continue to get what we get, which is bugger all.
Okay, answer me this. Now, you're a pretty straightforward bloke.
Yep.
Answer this question for me. If you weren't running this year, who would you vote for?
That would be a very tricky question.
Exactly.
And I would
hate to say it.
I've never donkey voted in my life.
No.
But I would have to very, very seriously consider donkey voting.
What? You're saying to me, take you out of the contest there.
Yep.
There's nobody worth you voting for. Is that what you're saying?
Well, what I'm saying, Paul, is that the reason I am running is because I don't see there's anybody else on the ticket. I'm not being nasty or offensive to any of those people, but for what the vision that I see for North Queensland, none of the candidates other than myself are interested in pushing the vision and pushing the agenda in the direction that's going to grow North Queensland. And that's why I'm standing. If there was somebody else on the ticket that I believe was worth backing and that was doing a good job, I wouldn't be running. I would concentrate on running my family business and get on with life and quite happily back somebody else that was having a go. I'm not trying to be a career politician
here.
I'm trying
donkey
to get...
Vote. Gee, where's
I'm trying to get some results for far north Queensland. I detest people donkey voting, but at the end of the day, if you haven't got anybody to support that's worth backing your issues and worth backing the issues of the wider community, well, what do you do? It's lucky dip, isn't it?
It is. And just finally, before you go, you got your trailer back that was stolen.
Yes, we did. Yes, that was a bit of an interesting few days there.
Yeah.
And it was a good result in the end. We had an anonymous tip from a member of the public that was followed up.
An amateur sleuth.
Yeah, something like that, and a bit of a bit of detective work there or whatever, and the police did a fantastic job.
And pitched it. It had your poster and everything.
Yeah, it had the whole lot on it. So we haven't got the poster back, but we got the frame, which was demolished, and the trailer back. So that's the...
How do you feel they've kept the poster, the photo of you?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see whether it turns up somewhere with a bit of a cartoon on it or whatever.
Moustache on
who
it.
Who knows?
A couple of AK-47s either side, stuff like that.
Who knows what'll happen with that, Paul, but you just never know. It's all fair in love and war.
Well, look, as I said, our door is open to Labor, Liberal. I don't care who you are. You have a voice here at this radio station. I like all political views. I'm somebody who has voted Labor, Liberal, once for the Greens. I must have been very ill at that time. And also for an independent. I've voted for just about everybody. But, you know, I make my decision, Marion knows this, I make my decision based on the last day. You know, I work it all out. I like you as a person. I like you because you look somebody in the eye, which I really like. You know, you can wander around your eyes. You can't trust these people. Mm. So I like you as a candidate. But and I wish you all of the best. I really do.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate that.
All right, mate. Well, take care.
Thanks for your time.
And your lovely wife who, you know, who I've just knocked the mic. Hang on.
Oh, yep, yep. Okay, you're catching up.
Dollar there. Right. I haven't caught up with you yet. You still owe me $2. But anyway, good luck to you and hope everything goes well for you.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate your time.
Dan McCarthy there. Cataparty.
Fab FM, your radio station in Port Douglas and Mossman.